Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, a chance of a thunderstorm late, lows around 70. A section of Taylor Avenue by 17th Street is closed to traffic because the facade is falling off a building. The building includes the former Blind Alligator Tavern and some apartments. A large part of what appears to be a parapet wall at the top of the building has crumbled onto the sidewalk. We Energies was also called because electric wires to the building were sparking and the city's building inspector was on the scene. The building was evacuated. Gas prices are on the rise again, with the statewide average jumping 10 cents overnight. Nick Jarmus with Wisconsin AAA says it follows the partial shutdown of the BP refinery in Whiting, Indiana. How long it will be closed remains unclear.
I've seen some unconfirmed reports saying it could be about a month or so. So we're expecting that the prices will continue to climb. You know, they may kind of top out at some point, but they're not going to be coming back down anytime until that refinery is back online.
Even though prices are up to around $3 a gallon in some places, Jarmus says they are still much lower than they were at this time last year. The boards of trustees for the villages of Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, and Sturtevant were represented for the first time at a meeting about the possible separation of schools in their communities from Racine Unified, including a new study that state legislative leaders have indicated they need. Caledonia's Dave Pratt voted weeks ago not to fund a study because he felt more information was needed first, including how it would play in Madison.
I'm not against spending the money. I'm not against doing the study. I want to do the study. But I just don't think at the time frame when the vote was taken, we were at that point in which the folks we were going to have doing the study, I just don't think all the pieces were part of that puzzle.
Sturtevant's Chris Wright said the two main questions are what needs to be in the study and how to pay for it. Each community's budget process will be up and running within 2 months, so the breakaway group will meet again next week to start work on recommendations that each village board will have to consider, including the study's cost, which is likely to be over $30,000, with a more in-depth analysis. Governor Walker says he's not worried about a recent poll that shows him losing ground with Republican voters in Iowa.
A Suffolk University poll out this week shows the presidential hopeful continuing to trail Republican Donald Trump in Iowa, coming in second with 12% compared to Trump's 17%. Governor Walker says he's not concerned at this point.
I might feel differently if it was August of this coming year, 2016, but I ran track in high school. To me, I ran the half mile. There were a lot of people that ran out ahead. And usually those were the guys we passed coming around the last corner.
A CNN ORC international poll released Wednesday also shows Walker falling behind in Iowa, with Trump in first and retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson pushing Walker into third place. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Carthage College has received the needed accreditation to begin offering a Bachelor of Science in Nursing this fall. Carthage first began investigating the feasibility of a nursing program in 2013 and hired Frank Hicks as the program director last year. The Wisconsin Board of Nursing has given Carthage permission to admit students, and the Higher Learning Commission, Carthage's accrediting agency, granted approval to offer the degree last month. Several area healthcare organizations have signed on as partners in the program. The program has a first-year target of about 24 students. Classes will begin this fall. The State Department of Justice has announced that it has turned over the results of its investigation into an officer-involved shooting in Kenosha to District Attorney Bob Zaff. It will be up to Zaff to determine if charges should be filed against Officer Pablo Torres and the death of 26-year-old Aaron Seiler. It's not known when Zaff might make a decision. Torres has been on paid administrative leave since the incident March 4th. Very little about the incident has been released. The state conducted the investigation because of a new law that requires an outside review of fatal police shootings. Liquor, cigarettes, and money were taken in a weekend break-in at Ira's Food and Liquor at the intersection of Highways 31 and 32 in Caledonia, with police asking the public for any information to help find the parties responsible. It happened about 4:15 in the morning based on surveillance video showing three males in dark clothing, gloves, and with their faces covered. The front door was smashed, the trio quickly grabbing the items and fleeing. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.